afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 23rd, 2013. As always, we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Please bow with me. True Lord. Let us know. Praise. Lord, forgive us.
Say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. A single item, item A, is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for cafeteria services for Jefferson County Courthouse with John Pauls for a fourth additional one-year renewal from January 23rd, 2014 to January 22nd, 2015. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is regular county bills, check numbers 388570 through 388824. We have a motion on that item. Okay. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A to consider and possibly approve expenditure from the County Clerk's Records Management Fund in the amount of $10,967.67 to purchase dual monitors and video cards for four scanning workstations and for one replacement Minolta MS-6000 microfilm reader printer. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, short agenda today. Item A is to consider the resolution approving action of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a 14th Supplemental Trust Indenture and Security Agreement relating to the remarketing of December 30th, 2013 of its Hurricane Ike Disaster Area Revenue Bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC Project Series 2010 and related matters. Item B is to consider and possibly approve and receive and file a renewal of the Golden Pass Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.203 Texas Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a reappointment of Doug Allman to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 Board of Commissioners for a two-year term effective January 1st, 2015, and that's my appointment. Item D is to consider and possibly approve the reappointments as commissioners for the Sabine Neches Navigation District. Appointments for these positions are for 2 years to begin January of 2014. And my appointment is Mr. Paul Beard. Commissioner Arnold's appointment is Mr. Jim Rich. Commissioner Weaver's appointment is Mr. Rick Lewis. Commissioner Senegal's appointment is Mr. Joe Johnson. Commissioner Alford's appointment is Mr. Kenneth Duhon. Item E is consider and possibly approve and receive and file a property tax abatement between XL Systems and Jefferson County pursuant to 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do we have a motion on those items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Item A, I think you referred to it as 14th. It says 13th on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is the 14th, though. Okay. That was a typographical error on my part. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Oh, wait, I wanted to bring up Mr. Rich's appointment. I wasn't sure about that one. All right, the ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve overweight vehicle permit 050W13 to Square Mile Energy LLC for oil and gas drilling rig haul route, and that project is located in precincts 1 and 4. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I will just note for the record on that Excel systems that I discovered a little while back that I had in one of my accounts National Will Vardis stock, which is the owner of Excel Systems. I sold that stock last week so that I wouldn't have any kind of appearance of impropriety or conflict, so I do not presently own it when I voted on that issue. So anything further that anybody wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action on it? Yeah, we hope everybody has a very merry and blessed Christmas and that you have a great new year. And we'll look forward to an exciting 2014 in Jefferson County. And if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.